Big Brothers Big Sisters needs your help. There's a waiting list of more than 50 children hoping for a mentor. It's just a few hours a month. Be a mentor. Become a big. Visit Big Brothers Big Sisters Northeast Florida and click on Be a Big.
This is the Sports Day with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Petty Friday. I'm going to start it off. I had every intention of coming to do crosstalk. I was in the parking lot.
Okay.
But I think you'll appreciate what I was trying to take care of. I had a little emergency. I saw another picture of the Yeezys coming out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
These things are sweet.
You didn't put it. I hope you put in for it, right?
That's what I'm trying, but it keeps telling me to call my bank. So I was on the phone with my bank. The bank's like, I don't see anything wrong because it's trying to, like, reserve the card.
Yeah.
But it won't, like, keep my card in there. So this is something, like, I'm going to have you take over so I can address because I can't. Not.
You got time. Like, right, it doesn't. Like, when's the last time you bought something through Adidas.com? Or through your Adidas?
Probably thing? Last month.
Like, how much? Do you know where you're at?
No.
Because they have, like, a rank, like, a creator's club,
see?
Thing like
no,
that.
I'm so, not
like,
good. No.
All right, so.
Like, I'm like creators,
so
yeah.
So now you're going to, like, it's a toss-up. It doesn't matter when you put it in, it's a toss-up.
So I need somebody with higher rank is what you're telling me to get these for me.
Right. Because that's what I'm banking on. But I also have a couple fail safes to it, but those are sweet.
Which ones? There's three.
The Adidas?
There's only one in America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, the black and white?
Pause.
The other ones are sweet.
I haven't seen the other ones. Yeah. I can get those.
The prices are giving me
it's $220.
A stomach ache.
Yeah, it's $220.
It's $220. Like, if you're getting
the one I'm looking at is $250, but $220 is still too much for me. But
Facts, you didn't see the ones from the hold on.
The ash blue or the ash
blue.
Pearl?
The ash blue are the ones that me and Denny are talking about.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. See, the basketball QNTM is what I want.
See the ones below it?
Yeah.
I see pink.
Yeah, that's the Europe. Europe and Russia.
So is this how shoes work nowadays? You don't just buy shoes you want. You have to, like, put in a, hey, I hope
these
I get these shoes.
Yes. This is for these are they're limited runs, highly, highly popular. Blame Jordan for that. And that's, you know, yeah.
Yeah, like, Kim K may have left our boy.
He's going to be all right.
Well,
he's
crushed. Who left who? Who left who, actually?
I don't know.
I'm assuming Kim left. Does he even know?
Maybe he was like, I'm running for office. I don't have time for you.
What's his name? Kanye. Yeah.
What?
I had a brain fart. My bad. That is. Yeah, you're right. That's unacceptable.
You're talking about Wingstop shoes. Like, you're buying shoes from
I'm not
a guy.
Buying them to support Kanye.
But I'm just saying, like, it's at least cool.
It's not
to
like
know.
I'm in there like, oh, I got to get my credit card in so Kanye can
you
eat.
You better know the future president's name is all I'm saying.
I don't buy Jordans because I even like Jordan in particular. It's just like, but I at least know that they're the brand.
Well,
name
remind
is
me at the break to take care of this. I'll try a different car.
I got to do it myself too.
Because if I go home, I won't do it. I'll forget. We got all kinds.
The
of
The worst
stuff.
Thing that happened today, the text message you gave me freedom.
Oh yeah.
Like I was just gonna wait, but now I have
freedom.
Now I have the freedom to at least be able to attempt to make this because
it was payday.
Because I'm. My 8 o'clock, and I don't care.
Damn, we're just getting right to 8 o'clock.
I'm gonna get right into it, dude. Emergency.
It's Petty Friday. Let's go. 2 hours.
Is it emergency? Is it emergency merchant systems? I don't have my phone. Crap. But EMS. Bottom line, it's. I got a merchant account for one reason and one reason alone. I have a major client that now they have, thanks to the government. Shout out to 4-5. He approved this. They can make large transactions. Through their credit card. Great. I didn't have a payment processor because I had no use for a payment processor for the last year. So I go through the process of trying to get one, and I finally get one. And I tell them specifically, the max transaction I'll probably make is $12,000. I need to be able to run a card for $12,000. The average transaction would be $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere through the monthly thing, I won't make more than $10,000 a month through credit card transactions, but I need to be able to do this. Is this okay? You know what they tell me? No problem, sir. We put it all in your contract. Got approved. Bing, bang, boom. Go in. Client calls.
Denied.
I'm excited. No. it's accepted. I'm 2 days max because it's new. I'm like, I'm going to give it to him. I know they're not going to give it to me tomorrow, but yeah. I'm cool. It ran. It went through. Got a call. Flagged. Not a problem. I get it. This happens. Blah, blah, blah. You need to know my client's name. You need to see proof. Boom. Here. Here's everything. They're telling me that my client is giving the wrong address and the wrong phone number for where they're at.
So you can't get your money.
So I can't get approved. I can't get my money. I'm like, but they won't call my client. They're asking me to tell them to bring me information to tell them. And all the while, there's money just floating in space.
This is what we're starting the show with? Because your money problems is you can't run a $12,000 credit card?
Point is, I mean, it's bigger than that.
Is anybody else looking at this going,
anyone relate to this?
World problem?
I'm broke. I'm broke. Like, I don't have any money.
My merchant guy won't let me run a $10,000 credit card.
Wait, when you haven't really made any money since November, like, you're sitting here like, thank God.
There's people leaving work that just worked all week for $475.
Right.
And they turn on the sports thing because we are a dose of real dirt.
Dirt in his fingernails.
Right. We are the show that brings real to the radio.
We're going to round that up. That's $500 a week. That's $2,000 a month.
And the first thing they hear is you grabbing about a $12,000 credit card charge.
They've made $8,000 since November.
He's like, I've been on a mower.
I'm out here. You know how.
But do you see what I'm saying?
I'm out here. Dude just went fighting to ABC. For my life. I'm fighting for my life.
He just went to ABC.
I'm about to start hog tying people.
I ain't never hog tying nobody.
But nah, that's what I'm just sorry. I'm mad. But they ran. So I refund the money to try to get it back. That's what they tell me to do. And these jokers tap my account for the refund. So now I got a bounce check.
Oh, dear.
No money. But then. You called me, and I was great. All right, so now I got that off my chest.
This is not the way I thought we were going to start the Friday show, but
I was mad.
I thought we were going to start with OnlyFans.
Well, let's talk about OnlyFans.
I mean, we got so much to get into. Like,
we can start with OnlyFans, or do we have a little?
Do we have anything sports related to get into?
There's tons.
It's a sports show.
It's on. It's brought to you by TheHumidor.com, ABC Fine Wine and Spirits.
Okay,
but my phone is over here broadcasting the show because somebody decided to mess with iPad. So the iPad tripod.
We're continuing 8 o'clock.
Our new broadcasts on Twitter, live broadcast, I love it. The background.
Oh.
Shout out to my KC gang. My people, when I went out to Kansas City, they made that. We even have a
scroll bar.
We do?
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Really?
With the number. Text 641-1010.
Oh, we've always had that.
Free the den.
That's always been there.
Oh.
That part's
free the den. Are we under capture? I don't know what free the den is.
Shout out. We want to do basketball or we want to do football?
Oh. What do you want to talk about? That? Football.
Okay. I said that. Didn't really think that through. Oh, okay. 60 best college quarterbacks of the decade.
Dude, 60? This list is so ratchet.
60 of, like, the decade?
Oh, man, not this decade. Two decades. Since 2000.
So, Denny, who would you consider to be the greatest college quarterback since the year 2000?
There's college.
Since 2000.
Since 2000. It's either got to be Johnny Manziel. I mean, I'm talking statistically. Manziel, Tebow, Cam.
Right.
Or who am I missing?
Texas.
Vince Young?
All
of these Beast. Guys,
Vince Young's number one?
No, I'm just saying, guy. I said Cam, Vince, and Tebow as my top
guy
three.
Guy number one is just.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some order. Like, Manziel's stats are ridiculous.
I didn't even think about him.
Yeah, they're absurd.
It's not him, though.
Who is number one?
He reminds you of Manziel.
Baker?
Yeah.
Baker's number one? Since 2000. Whose list is this?
ESPN.com. Supposedly reputable. So that would never not be funny. That's what I hope our show is.
Wait, give me the top
five. I have
no
idea what that man was talking about. And that man is hilarious.
It's like the outdoor show for us.
ESPN Plus, so it's not just ESPN.
Give me the extra. Top five. Give me the top five.
Baker Mayfield, okay. Cameron Newton, okay. Vincent Young,
okay.
Timothy Tebow,
okay.
Joseph Burrow.
Okay, yeah. So here's all they did, is they knew that if they put any of those other four at number one, they wouldn't get people like us talking about it. So they did something absurd just so we would talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because Baker Mayfield's not top 10, is he? Top 15.
Dude, let me just read some of these other notable names.
How many years was Baker a starter? Two?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's read some of these other notable names.
Okay.
Trevor's on that list. He'll be on this list. Jonathan Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Tua Tagovailoa. Which, forget him.
If Jameis would have had a better second year, he would have been one of the first names out of my mouth.
I mean, less interceptions. Because his second year statistically wasn't. He wasn't bad.
Yeah, yeah.
He threw a lot of touchdowns.
That and having to messing around the first half of it.
Right. I think he did that because he was bored. That's why I think he has some issues.
And it took a long time for his eyes to get used to the what surgery, was going on. Exactly.
And his receivers were, and whatever. Bottom line is, I'm with you. Russell.
Damn, Baker did have three really good ass
Ken
years.
Oh, Dorsey. Was a three-year starter?
Yeah, that's Ken, probably why. Okay.
Ken Dorsey? Ken Dorsey was on one of the great.
What are you
great,
about to say? Ken Dorsey, he lost two games.
Like Ken Dorsey, NFL or prospect or playing in that stinks.
Y'all gonna tell me Ken when you Dorsey, say Ken Dorsey and the rest of these? You think Ken Dorsey was on the tip of your tongue before he said it?
No,
JJ?
But I would say he's in the top 30.
Actually, was Ken? Yeah, I guess technically Ken Dorsey was. He was more latter part of the 90s. But yeah, you're right. That's right.
Top 30, I would say.
45 is Kyle Trask.
Oh, my God.
Well, but if you're going to go 60 deep, 60's a lot, bro.
It is.
But 20
years? 20
years?
I mean,
if you take the best number, Gator quarterback. Yeah. No, Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman's on here. And Tebow.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Rex Grossman is the best NFL Gator quarterback.
I didn't realize Baker started 3 years, though.
Me neither. So he went
he threw from 36
and 7, 40 and 8, 43 and 6. Those are his touchdown interceptions.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. I didn't even.
As much as I want to hate on the guy, like in his career, he did throw for almost 15,000.
But why?
Never won
a
natty, though.
You have a good point.
Never even won a playoff game.
Why are we talking about 60 quarterbacks?
Yeah, 60 quarterbacks. Like, give me a top 10. But 60, like Kyle Trask. Like
top
name, some,
you
name somebody too. Under 42 that had a better year than Kyle Trask. You probably, I don't know who's even knows who's on there.
Byron Leftwich is better. Aaron Murray.
I mean, we played at Marshall though.
Aaron Murray would be a good argument.
But he made Marshall pretty good.
Aaron Murray played for 7 seasons, so that's probably.
He did. Yeah, what was the guy at Ohio
Smith?
State that played forever?
Troy Smith.
Yeah.
No, Barrett.
Oh, JT Barrett.
Yeah, he seemed like he was there for.
Whatever happened to him?
15 years.
Is he selling cars?
I don't know.
Pumping gas?
Oh, Jeff Whitaker asked a good question. Is Chris Leak on that list?
We don't talk about him.
Why?
He's in prison for rape.
He is not in prison.
Oh.
He didn't go to
He's
prison.
Training quarterback.
He didn't go to
is
prison.
Is he?
Yeah, he got off. He got off.
Thank God. I apologize.
I don't see Chris. I don't know. He might be on it. I don't actually have I have the cliff notes of it, so he may be on there. But.
AJ just put him in jail.
I mean, the last
Chris,
time I heard
Chris,
about him, Mincy like, was telling me that.
Is
wow,
Chris Leak in there? God rest his soul.
Well, Mincy was like, he got in a lot of trouble.
He's not on there. No Christopher Leak.
Well, if you look at his stats,
it's a small person bias. He won a national championship.
I know, but okay. Completion percentage, only over 60% 2 years, and for a career, 61. And he had 88 touchdowns and 42 interceptions.
Well, probably a lot of that happened in his first year.
No. His last year, he went 23 and 13.
Okay.
Chris Leak, by the way,
his
the most
year was
disrespected
year.
Quarterback.
In Florida history.
So disrespected.
They never talk about him with a natty.
They
always
like,
say
they
Tebow
like
won,
Tebow
two.
Won that. Yeah.
They say Tebow won two
but
natties.
He was a fullback.
Won.
I just gave y'all his stats. They're very underwhelming.
But that was a different era.
No, it wasn't. It was 2006.
Right. We weren't. It wasn't.
What year?
The ball
who was your quarterback?
We were still running.
Who was your quarterback?
Christopher Ricks.
Okay, compare their stats.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I'll do it for you.
Off top.
I'll do it for
he
you.
He threw a lot of interceptions in games that we didn't want him to throw interceptions to. In particular, there's one highlight of James Coleman running to the sideline after he threw an interception.
Oh, never mind.
Facts.
Yeah.
Now look up Drupert Weatherford.
Wow, Chris Ricks was terrible.
Only quarterback to ever lose five times to the same team.
Good God.
In the history of college.
Why did I think he was better than this? 55% completion? Why are we all throwing?
Dude, I have no idea. We the running game that we had my sophomore and junior year, actually my freshman, sophomore and junior year, was amazing. I would have never ran. We should have ran a wing T.
Yeah, that.
Imagine having Greg Jones, Leon Washington, and Lorenzo Booker in the same backfield.
Why did I think he was so much better than what he was?
Because we won, and our defense was really, really good.
Where's Drew Brees on that list? He's 19. He was early. Yeah. He was before 2000, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Can you believe that Purdue was relevant at one point in time?
It's crazy.
Like, I think they won the Rose Bowl that year. By the way, I just got a phone call. Apparently, David Lamb used to call Chris Leak Chrissy Leak.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
So the slander was just outrageous around
did
here.
Did he say that, or is that just how Dave talks?
That's true.
Because I don't really know.
He mumbles
it,
his words.
He could just be.
Is he from Nicaragua?
Yeah, yes. that could be Lamb, like, being nice. So I'm like, saying that's a nickname. My pet name for him is old Chrissy Leak.
Oh, that's actually a good point.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming no. Before we break, we have an update on Tiger.
We do? Okay.
Yes, he has moved to the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and received follow-up procedures on his injuries this morning. The procedures were successful, and he is now recovering and in good spirits. Tiger and his family want to thank you for all the support.
Is he playing in the players?
Oh, jeez. Doesn't say that, so I'm going to still leave it. I'm going to say no.
He's day-to-day.
Yeah.
You never know. Like, keep hope. Keep hope alive. Mm. See you in 2 weeks, Tiger.
Yeah. Wear a mask.
Because he needs to. He's in weak condition. Put that Andy Reid on.
Okay. Yeah, our boy Jeff Whitaker's getting after me here because Chris Leak is the leading yards in history of UF.
Yeah, that's tough, man. That means he's higher than Timothy Tebow.
But
he's played with both
played
of them, hasn't he?
He played 4 years. He had 2,400, 3,200, 2,600, 2,900. Like, he completed 59, 59, 62, 63.
All right, man. You said he was under 60%. Like, he was, like, way under. Like, he was 55.
That was, I was talking about your boy, Ricks.
Well, Chris.
Ricks was terrible.
Yeah. Do you know why Chris was terrible when it came to completion percentages? Chris had one speed on the ball. A fastball. No matter if you were 5 yards from him or 55 yards from him. I had a broken hand. I told him, when my hand heals, I'm going to whip your ass if you keep throwing me the ball like that. Like, toss that thing to me. Do something nicer. But like, he's just sitting back, drop back, and throw it to me 100 miles per hour. And I'm right in front of him. So a lot of drops.
Nobody had the cojones that Chris Ricks had, though. That guy was willing to literally die on the field, which I thought he did multiple times.
I have a good friend of mine, Bobby Gonzalez, who told me something that his father said to him to help him through life. He said, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. And that's what Chris was. He was tough because he was dumb on the football field. Great guy. Love Chris. I'm just saying.
Who was the, was it Sexton, middle of the road on LSD naked guy?
Yes, it was Wyatt. That was Wyatt.
Okay.
But you can't do that to James.
Nah, that thing was fun. Wyatt's coach was, dad was my coach, my position coach. And that was tough on him, man. I felt bad. I was like, hey, man,
They let him, or did they kick him off the team?
Yeah, he was like,
off the team.
Dude,
he was
in
a padded room, wasn't he?
Yeah, man. He was lucky to go back to school. You can't stand in the middle of the road saying you're Jesus butt naked, bro, man. That's frowned upon.
His mugshot is bad.
What was?
And he's done a lot of stuff, so I don't like. He got some bad stuff.
It was drug. It was obviously drugs.
Yeah,
wasn't
they
alcohol.
Said it was Lyme disease, but
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does
much
Lyme
about,
disease get you?
I think it does mess with your head. I don't know. But I do know my dog. I do know Wyatt. Wyatt liked to partake in the sweet.
See, I'm just seeing symptoms of Lyme disease is like fatigue and joint pain and muscle aches.
You might have had all of that too when his high came down.
Boy, it's,
but mushrooms
mixed
and Colombian
with Lyme
bam
disease.
Bam.
It's tough when the third sentence on your Wikipedia page is Sexton's career ended after he was doused with pepper spray by police officers who found a Lyme in the street proclaiming himself to be God. Although Sexton was already suspended from the team at the time due to erratic behavior stemming from the disease, including failing to take a drug test and unusual behavior in practice. Wow.
Wait a minute. This happened in the summer. I remember where I was at. That ain't happened. That ain't how it happened. He might have been. He did get suspended before the Florida game. Oh, no. If Chris would have started the Florida game the entire time my junior year, we would have won. But he got in trouble because he went to, I think a girlfriend he had or something, went to UF or whatever, and he got found in the stands at a UF football game. Oh. And somebody took a picture of him, man. I told you, like, it's different. Yeah. It's different now. Like, kids are talking about, we're going to transfer to a rival. Like, all right. Go to, like, he went to a game, and they said no. His dad was a coach. His dad probably was like, listen, son, I don't know who taught you that, but you ain't even, you can't even come home.
You're a Gator now.
Like, you're a Gator. You belong. He belongs to the streets.
We got a break. Yes. We really got a break. It's 8:23 already.
Those swampy, crappy streets of Gainesville.
Speaking of that, are let's we talk about fans? Spring ball. We can do OnlyFans, but yeah, let's do OnlyFans.
All right. Yeah, we got OnlyFans breaking news. I'm starting one after reading this one. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It is The Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Hopefully you stop by there on the way home. Load it up, because this show is so much better if you're loaded up. Somebody Twittered me the other day, added me on Twitter saying, y'all are right. Show's a lot better with some ABC.
It's always better.
Everything's better.
Shout out to the 858.
To the 858.
2003 UF versus FSU. James 3 minutes in the game making blocks. James was high as a kite. Like, not on anything illegal either. Like, I had a broken hand, and I had already known like 6 weeks before that I was having surgery on my shoulder. They told me both of my shoulders probably, but they at least knew my right one was done. So I'm out there going up against Chicken Hawk. What's Chicken Hawk's real name? He's got the I Am Athlete podcast. He's Channing Crowder. Channing Crowder was amazing. Like, we've been there.
I'm obsessed with that podcast.
The podcast is awesome.
Dude, I am obsessed with it.
He's Sonny's, right?
No. No. No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
That's
no.
Shannon.
You're talking about Shannon Snell.
Oh. Yeah.
Channing Crowder looks like one of the Muppets, like the crazy one that does the drums.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Animal?
Yeah, he looks like Animal. He is the most downright funny person. Funniest, like, he does radio, and I have no idea how he gets away with it.
Dude,
like, he must be completely different already.
Have you not listened to this podcast, JJ?
No.
Dude, you will blow your whole weekend listening to this.
He threw Fred straight under the bus.
He worked for WQAM. Yeah.
So it's him, Fred Taylor, Chad Johnson, and Brandon Marshall. And it is phenomenal.
Oh, is that the one that Cam was just on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, y'all ain't never had them girls that was just sitting out in the lobby waiting for you. Fred, I know you know what I'm talking about. Like, he's like, dude.
I'm married.
He's like, well, I'm married now, but you know, I was married.
Dude, the one when Channing Crowder got into what he and his wife were into.
Yeah, yeah, we role play. Sometimes I act like I break into the house and I'm a burglar.
Oh, I like that.
It's his face. Just imagine Animal, like, from Muppets.
Breaking in your house?
No, telling you this story about a sexual story. You're like, no, I don't want to hear this. And like, everybody's
not turning me
you.
On Animal.
Everybody's that is the best you. Podcast out right now.
Yeah. But speaking of role play.
Are you guys in the, a little.
I don't have any fetishes.
None
that I know of. I can't think of it. I'm starting to feel like I'm not mature.
Well, I'm not really into like role playing, but I'll be like, hey, put this on. I'm gonna be home soon, or like do this, or
don't take that off. Like I don't need
no. Like
I need
want,
to get into
I,
it. Like I'm
yeah, just
I'm
like tired.
Maybe that is my fetish.
I want to see your feet.
Maybe that is my fetish.
I'm tired. I've been working all day. Like just let me know it's cool. It's available, and let's get this.
Over.
All
right, I've seen some adult industry films recently that are taking that are using the coronavirus as a, I guess, a backdrop for their scenes.
Bro. I haven't watched any of those since.
It's the only time JJ
wore
a mask.
There's a
when I
get into it, yeah. I have to put a mask on.
I went down that rabbit hole when there was no sports and I was going through withdrawals and I was breaking down the acting in the films. I was like, I haven't done that since. I'm not that bored anymore.
I've seen a couple
content.
Recently where they're like,
okay, I'm starting to think the story we were about to report on is a bad idea.
We're like, I saw one recently where there was a delivery driver with
terrible.
A mask, and she's like, "Don't worry, I don't have it, and it, and one thing led to another, and
jeez, so unreal
with the delivery driver.
But anyway,
because it's, she's like, I haven't seen anyone in months.
That's unrealistic.
I'm gonna have to put the Q-tip up her nose, and we're gonna have to get like verification on that.
I mean, it happens in China. It happened to Biden's camp.
Yeah,
they got Q-tipped. They got Q-tip probed. But most of these adult education things are unrealistic. It's talking about the next, like your mom, your high school friend's mom. So you never think that any of this stuff will happen because most of our neighbors aren't attractive anyway, but they're definitely not like available to you, right?
Right. No. Except for, yeah, go ahead.
It's not the theme nowadays is, and it just shows that like this generation is a generation of divorce because like every single one.
He didn't take the bait on
every single one.
He tried to cue it up.
Stepfather, stepmother, like all that stepsister. It's like, so as somebody who has a parents who have been together forever and no step siblings, it creeps me out. Sorry.
You missed the cue. He was queuing it up.
Basically, people want to do their neighbors. And now neighbors have OnlyFans. And can we talk about Miss, what is her name? Polly
Miss
Peterson?
Poindexter.
Oh, Poindexter.
It's her stage name.
That's not her real name?
No.
Is anything sacred anymore?
I thought this was a good idea.
If I pay $7, I should at least know your name.
Her name is Crystal Jackson.
Okay.
The story is, we took the long way. The story is she's upset because her kids got expelled out of a Catholic school because she has an OnlyFans and somebody turned her in. And then it came out that she's making $100,000 a month.
That's not true.
$150,000 a month.
She says it started by taking a picture over a year ago and posting it on Reddit of her in a bikini as a way to spice up her relationship with her husband.
Oh, so
and that's when somebody suggested to start an OnlyFans.
Oh, now I get it. Why he's in charge of everything.
Yeah, I'll let her tell some of it.
Why didn't she start an OnlyFans page? We're like, what the heck is that? Now, more than a year later, she says she's making up to $150,000 a month selling access to her photos and videos on her OnlyFans account. Some of the pictures include nudity. And then it started just taking off. But not everyone is a fan. Now it's like we kind of are caught. Here's our little secret life that, you know, and now it's like it's exposed.
See, this is what
it's
I have.
It's not a secret if you're making $150,000 a month.
It's not a secret if it's on the internet.
Exactly.
Here's my problem with people.
These guys with secret families, like we were talking about the other day, Jeff Probst or whatever his name is,
Rush
wasn't posting photos of his second family all over the internet.
He was definitely getting family the business. She's like, you're always on the internet and you never show a picture of me. Why don't you love your family, Rush? Anyways, here's the thing. You make $150,000 a month.
Jeez.
What is that? Times 10, that's 1.5. When you add another two, that's 1.8 mil.
I see the Common Core math you did there.
I just had to break it down. You see it? It's 1.8 mil.
James, like that, $6 million.
You really care about what other people think. It just go like, I don't understand women. Like, in general, like, here's the thing. Everybody's open. They're free. You have all this stuff. And yet, this is what bothers you? You made $1.8 million.
No, you're misreading it.
Because is this Catholic school? Like, is this the bowls of all schools?
Is this the greatest Catholic
school? Can it make their children?
You just told you.
Do they average $1.8 million?
She thought she could live this life making $1.8 million, and she got caught. She
is a fan.
So now the flair and with
now
her and her husband
is
no
she's
longer.
Realizing, oh, my kid's got to pay for this.
And that flame isn't there anymore. Like
that's my point right there.
She loved this.
That's my point, that people want everything except for responsibility.
Accountability, if you will.
Like,
she's being held accountable.
Yeah, she's being held accountable.
She's griping about it now.
But like, that was always there. Forget the school. Obviously, one of the parents reported you. That parent's kid.
Or a concerned student.
Like concerns, facts. But what I'm saying is the reason why I know how some nasty dads are. That kid
Absolutely.
Is going and checking his dad's search history because he knows his dad knows where the good stuff is. So now the dad has seen, dad and the son have seen the mom.
How does the dad approach this that saw it?
Like, well, I was reading this Gridiron Now article, and it said, "How Housewives."
I would be like, Ben sent me this. Because I would throw some guy.
We were at the water cooler. He said, "Hey, doesn't your son go to Seymour Butts Catholic School? Do you see what? Does he know this crystal lady? Does he know these? Does he know the kids? That is my son's best friend.
I gotta join just to confirm.
That's not her. Let me see some more. By God,
I have to do some.
That arch is amazing.
Investigate.
Why can't my wife arch like that?
This is how it really went down. They were at the bar, and he said, "Hey, have you seen Crystal's naked ass online? Check it out."
I'll tell you how it went down, because this is a we were just talking about how we don't have fetishes. We don't have fetishes.
They're classy.
This is obviously her husband's thing.
Yes.
And they just happened. Her husband hit a lick because he's making money off of a hobby, off of something that he wants. And it's obviously they've done a really, really good job.
And he's not even having to
work.
But he's the marketing. He's the HR. He is the brains behind the outfit. And he was trying to make more than $150,000. He's obviously in charge of the social media.
Dude.
He's trying to push this stuff.
Yes.
He's probably told some people in his circle that have gotten it, because
he's the one that called the school.
These people,
because now she's making $300 a month.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, after
but,
the
but now the problem is that she's not into it anymore.
Because they got caught.
It was the
he's
thrill.
Got pictures stored for days.
True.
He can do another
true.
3 years
thrill,
of content.
The B-sides. It's the thrill of getting caught. Now he has to flip it and show her. She has to look like this is arduous. She has to have that face, like, which is going to turn on like the other 60% of her Twitter followers that don't even know that this exists.
But the real problem is going public with this. Now, her kids can't go to school anywhere.
Well,
like the fact that she brought, they can't homeschool. When are they gonna take the pictures?
Yeah, exactly. Home is the worst
place
to be.
Wait a minute. Where are they? Where are these
Sacramento.
People live? Okay. Oh, never mind. I'm sitting here getting excited, but they live in
California. I thought they were
$1.8 million ain't nothing.
I thought California hasn't been in school.
Yeah, maybe they were just kicked out of these Zoom schools.
So you got
your kids, not new online learning.
Your kids got kicked out of Zoom school, and you're worried about this. See, the funny thing about all of this is that people care about her feelings, and she's essentially an entertainer. Like, or she can go become a chicken wing connoisseur.
Hold on. There is a link from this website. At the very
bottom,
it says, CBS 13 has learned that there are other Sacramento area moms whose children attend Catholic schools and are selling their nude photos and videos online. So I clicked the link. Sources. This is like Schefter. Sources. Group of women embroiled in Sacramento Catholic school OnlyFans scandal.
Wow. I mean, times
this
are
is
tough,
a whole
man.
Thing.
California's been shut down for a year.
You know
That's
what?
True.
I've been opposed to my kid like going to like bowls or Episcopal. If this is what's going down, I may go. Like, I love this. This kind of drama.
Awesome.
I mean, I'm not going to be in any of it because I can't afford that drama. But I would love to like know this before. Imagine having the sort like, ha, I knew that was going to break before anything else.
What an amazing era we live in. Families sitting down, stressed out about to lose the house. COVID's here. Nobody's got jobs. And the wife goes, you know what? I got a plan.
Your morals are what's holding you back.
I mean.
Let them go.
I mean, she obviously didn't care. Like, I mean, I'm all for empowerment. That's empowering to her.
The more I hear about the story, the more I realize it's a non-story, though. The story really is just that there's
they people... did this themselves to get more.
Right.
Yeah. I think,
exactly.
I'm with you, JJ.
It's a
I think
PR
the husband,
stunt.
I think the husband dropped the nudes.
Yeah.
He dropped the mixtape.
I also think that Crystal Jackson is actually a better porn name than Tiffany
exactly.
Poindexter.
Because you know why? It's transracial.
Crystal
in the last name Jackson.
Name, exactly.
You don't know, and you can
She's
actually
like, oh,
get
she mixed?
You can mess around and get somebody to accidentally give you $7 and you're trapped. And okay, it's not that bad.
Wait.
I can stay around.
So I went
I'm just assuming
on it's $7. I went on OnlyFans today after seeing the story.
She's kind of tan.
I don't like how the whole thing is set up because you don't get any samples of like
you don't even get
what I'm
to
about
them?
To get.
Just,
no. There's like one
oh, that's
picture
why
show
all
me.
Of them use Twitter and Instagram to try to show you what
exactly.
their OnlyFans are to get you to redirect. Now, I want to make this clear. OnlyFans uses, you can do a sports show on OnlyFans.
Yes.
You can do a cooking show. You can do anything on OnlyFans. It does not have to be, you don't have to be a housewife.
If y'all don't start sponsoring some of our segments, we may have a sports in OnlyFans.
Listen,
y'all may have to pay for this crap.
We do the Fat Man calendar on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
The Bo Jackson shoot.
Y'all keep avoiding these sponsorships, and y'all going to be paying for this every night.
By the way, listen, Texter, 718. You can't constantly beg for the soundbite to be played. It has to come naturally.
Is he doing it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, the
he thinks this is the perfect segment for it, which it is. But now that you said that, it's like no chance.
Yeah.
But like I told you about the my friend Sheena, one of her friends that came to the Super Bowl, has her OnlyFans account for just feet. And
how much does she charge?
I think she charges. No, it wasn't Sheena. Sheena does not. Let me put that out there.
That's the way it came across.
I don't know. Actually, no. Chad Johnson took pictures of her feet at the last Super Bowl.
Oh, he's into that.
And said this is the best feet at the Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden, her follower account just shot through the roof.
What's with that, guys? If you're into that, text and tell me why.
I don't know.
Not my thing.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Disgusting.
Like, I just don't get
Bunions.
It. Like, I have friends that are savages that say all kinds of weird things.
That would never do feet
that are
stuff.
Just ungodly.
And the funny thing is that these guys are like, one of them is a doctoral candidate. One is an upstanding. Like, if you meet these people, you would think like, oh, man, they are James'
doctor
friends.
Doctor should be a germaphobe.
You said a doctor is a germaphobe. Oh, no, but he's not that kind of doctor.
Oh, just a doctor. Okay, I got you.
But, like, you see them, you're like, man, James' friends are way different than him. James has some really good friends, and those are the savages. I'm the one who just lets you know what I'm thinking. These guys can't tell the world what they're thinking.
I mean, if you just saw Crystal Jackson and her husband walking down the street, no way would you think that they're doing this kind of stuff.
You would think she's semi-hot, and, you know.
They probably have sex, like, once every 3 months.
And that might be true.
And, like, still. Oh, that's true. There is no –
There's no time. He's got.
And
like,
on
everything.
The OnlyFans – they say in the article that it's not really like that. It's classy.
So it's Playboy.
Yeah, exactly. But they show even
you're
less
there for the
than
articles.
Playboy.
It's
there's
not
no
yeah,
like
you're, yeah.
nothing below
you're there
the
for
belt.
The artwork.
Right.
I got you. She's a Kansas City fan. That was the weird part.
Yeah, she loves Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-mm. No, it's Jackson. She likes Jackson Mahomes.
Who's that?
Patrick's brother.
Yeah, I don't think
the dancer.
I don't think Jackson.
He doesn't like her.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Consonants, man. Come on. You're going to get them after us, dude. Let's go.
We got to find some sports
we
to talk,
talk
about.
About.
We haven't done a mock draft.
We can talk about sticking to sports or you want to do the mock draft?
I'm going to talk sports. Sticking to sports is going to go right down the same road that we just.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're going to go back to OnlyFans.
We're going
to
go right back to OnlyFans.
We have UFOs. We have Mr. Potato Head.
I know.
We have
Kobe,
so much.
Kobe
I know,
being
we have
the,
everything but sports.
Kobe
yes.
being the logo.
Yes.
Kobe being the logo. We can get to that.
Does he deserve it?
Okay. That's going to go down a different road, too.
I'll stay out of that.
Yeah, that's going to go down. we'll figure something out. We got a couple minutes. We'll figure out what we're talking about next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's almost March, right?
Yeah.
When does free agency start?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So then we'll get to talk a little bit of sports.
Be more to go with.
March 17th, is that right? Yeah.
We had a guy on today who's like, his whole thing is he hears all these rumors around the NFL and puts them on Twitter. He's adamant that Orlando Brown will be traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, I've heard that's a lot of smoke.
But for what they're talking about, you have to give? No.
Which is what?
I heard like the second first rounder.
25?
Yeah, are y'all willing to give that?
Not at all.
I'm not sure I'm willing to give the second rounder. Like, that's pick 33. Or 30, yeah, 33.
But, I mean.
You essentially have three first-round picks.
Right.
I mean,
The People's Insider is one of the first ones that actually put that out. Dilla.
Yeah? That it may happen?
That it's a lot of smoke going on. That it may happen.
Y'all like Charlie Casserly?
Is that the guy that looks weird? He's like a lot of teeth. The older guy?
He does
with
not,
the weird hairpiece?
He does not have an OnlyFans, if that's what you're asking. Yes. Yes, he's former GM. He has
He has like a strange haircut.
It's JJ's going to love him. JJ, do you like him?
I don't know him, but I see him on TV every once in a while. But
his first mock draft came out, and at pick number 4,
yes,
Carolina Panthers trading up to take Trey Lance.
This is the second night in a row we've heard about Carolina trading up or trading to get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Last night it was Mac.
Yeah, I would owe you $50.
His swag is so awful.
Who? Yeah, Charlie.
Trey Lance.
He's 75.
I'm looking at these pictures of him, man. Like, I don't care how old he is.
If you were born in 1948, I'm not worried about your swag.
You always said you can't wait to get to the age where you don't care.
Yeah, but then it's still like, okay, he would have been clean in the 80s. Like, right now, I'm just looking at this
suit. Man hasn't bought a suit since
Let that man live in the 80s.
Like, his wife or somebody, like, somebody's supposed to tell you that I want to be like Pops from Boomerang or like, the Wayne's Brothers show, Friday, the dad from Friday. I want at least somebody gassing me up. Ain't nobody gassing him up.
Beverly, his wife, they've been together 28 years. They live together in Virginia.
And Beverly's blonde.
Well, they've only been together 28 years? And he's like 75?
She's in it for the money.
What? Was he? he's a former GM. I don't remember where.
He was a GM for the Red. Well, I guess they were the Redskins.
The Washington football team.
89 through 1999. And then the Texans from 2002 to 2005.
So he was
good. Won three Super Bowls.
Yeah. He's 73. He's not 75.
He's got T-Law, Zach Wilson, Jamar Chase, Trey Lance, Penei Sewell as his top five. Najee Harris at pick 8.
Wow.
A running back?
Yes.
They haven't learned their lesson, man. People are going to keep picking these running backs early.
8. Where in the world does he have Justin Fields?
Second.
He's got Kyle Pitts falling to 15.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Kadarius Toney at 20.
Whoa.
Justin Fields at pick 24.
Where?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, disrespect.
Who cares? Disrespect the hell out of me if that's where you're going to send me.
Why are you trying to take Dobbs' job?
I forgot. Mm. Sorry, Josh. But I was speaking for Justin, Josh.
Dang.
I got it. My bad. Maybe we'll bring Josh back.
To be the veteran backup?
To help mold.
I heard a guy say Jeff Driscoll today.
What?
To come in here and be a backup.
What is he going to teach him?
What guy said that?
A guy.
What guy?
Was he on the lunch bunch?
Yeah.
Don't ever have him back.
Chad Forbes.
No, Chad.
Chadrick
is banned. Banished shit.
Why would you say Jeff Driscoll?
I don't know. He's a free agent.
You know what happened?
You got to pick Brisket. Any other random Florida quarterback wanted to pick. But him?
He didn't really mean that. He meant somebody else, and he forgot the name. Was like, shoot.
Who will
gotta say something.
What Driscoll. Were these people like?
He also said it was a lock that this Hilton guy from cornerback from Pittsburgh signs with the Jags.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Paris? Hilton?
No.
Oh.
He also said Hooker is supposed to be coming here.
Mike Hilton.
I'll take
that.
That's
safety.
Malik Hooker?
Yeah.
Huh. Caleb Farley at 9. Jalen Waddle at 11. Let me scroll down and see if he's got the Jags taking their second first-round pick. Charlie Casserly has Christian Barmore. Take it right now. I'll take it right now. Sign me up for that first round right now. I'm not seeing as many Rondale Moores in the first round. If Rondale Moore's still sitting there at pick 33, you pull the trigger on that? No? Or do you go, like, if you go D-line, quarterback D-line the first round, you got to go another big guy on the offensive side the second round? Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know enough. That's what the only reason I'm kind of stalling. I don't know enough about offensive linemen to be able to speak intelligently. But I wouldn't be mad if they picked him up. I just don't – I mean, I don't know where you put him at. If I get another wide receiver, I guess my biggest thing is I want a guy that I really feel could be the best, could be the number one guy.
You want a guy different than everybody else that you've got now, like different skill set, that whole thing. Yeah.
It's hard for you to tell me that LaVishka can't accomplish the things that, even though he's bigger,
right?
But he would be your, he's your slot guy.
What if Kadarius Toney was still there and you were picking 33? He's got kind of a different skill set. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I think, then I would make LaVishka more of your Harvin type guy, but I would use Toney as a receiver. I think Tony's is a damn good receiver.
He only had, three drops his whole career. Wow. It was something crazy like that. Greg Rousseau falling to 18.
Should have played.
Staying in Miami, going to the Dolphins. Because he was like top 7 before the season, right?
Oh, yeah. Easy top 10.
If he would have played on this D-line, he would have 8 this year.
Virginia Tech has 2 players in the top 15, and what was their record?
Well, one guy didn't play.
Well, it's been their record the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you put it like that, fair.
Bostech 2020 football went 5-6.
Yeah.
And then the year they haven't been very good the last 3 years.
They were 8-5 last year. Not terrible. 6-7 the year before that. Justin Fuente, people thought he was going to be that guy.
Right.
Bro, listen.
Hasn't worked out.
I just found who I want. I don't know anything about this guy. I'm going purely off his picture. But, my gosh, I want this guy.
Who is he?
Tevin Jenkins.
This is a solid name.
T-E-V-E-N.
I'm going to be very disappointed if he doesn't look like what I...
No, he does.
No, man, we talked about this guy.
We already did this. He was on our list. Remember, on our game.
Yeah, the offensive lineman from the glass. No, man.
This is
the... I don't want no friendly-ass lineman, man. That's a friendly offensive lineman.
There is nothing friendly about that guy. He has lived like that his entire life, and nobody's saying anything to him.
Did you forget his picture?
There's only...
I'm looking at it now.
With the glasses.
Yes.
There's only one.
I want him.
There's only
zero
one
muscle
reason.
Tone.
There's only one. The muscle tone does bad. There's only one reason his friendly face, which bothers me.
Hate it.
I hate it. Gives me some solace because there is a new an internet sensation. Like, you know how they have all the joke in the comedians? And there's a light-skinned guy with glasses who kind of looks just like that.
Maybe this one.
And he looks, and it's a smile, and it's one of those. And it's always something crazy. He's like, yeah, it was like on the internet when you're talking trash. I'm beating your ass. Yeah, you a punk. Shut up. You ain't going to come over here and do something. He's like, oh, really? And then he knocks on the door. And he puts his black Air Forces on, and it's a smile just like that. And then he balls his fist up, and he punches him. It's kind of unsuspecting, but I don't think that's him.
You want to hear a scouting report?
Sure.
Ready and willing to bury his man.
Yeah, whatever. The Oklahoma State. When's the last time you've seen an Oklahoma State game? It just been like, man, that offensive line is extremely dominant.
Don't make me pull up Tevin Jenkins
Actually,
highlights film.
Stop. I just thought about that. He has had one of the most dominant running backs in the last couple of years.
That's right. I'm glad you thought of that because I forgot completely.
I only remember because the coach literally I know how good that running back is.
They had to
because the
they
coach had
to
come back. He had to come back and just say, "I'm
say
sorry."
He hates OAN shirts.
I made a big mistake. Like Bob Kraft.
And they had to do a video together. It was so awkward, man.
Why are there no Tevin Jenkins highlight films?
That's good.
It's just in high school. It's all of his highlights.
Jenkins has lots of people to thank for being Gundy's quote $40 million man.
So he's the reason why the coach got Mike Gundy got paid.
Huh.
I don't know, man.
I want him.
He's got the Eddie Munster.
I am pro Tevin Jenkins. Give me that Joker.
I don't know what he is. He's Simpson colored. That throws me off, man. Because his edge lets me know that he doesn't embrace his black side. Because no mom is letting their kid walk out the house with their hair like that.
Maybe he is adopted by a white family or something, so he doesn't have
He might be white.
Around.
I don't know. Like, he could just be like, he could
white.
Be like Felipe.
As a person
if
who's been white
is Felipe
all my
white
life?
Or black?
Look, Felipe is black.
Go to
Google.
No.
Yes, he is.
I've seen his mom.
Yeah,
listen,
mixed.
As a white guy who's been white for 30 years, I know white guys. Okay.
Hey, that's like King of Hill. Like King of the Hill, Bobby was like, hey, are you sure that I'm white. My people would never do that.
Listen.
Oh, the Thanksgiving episode? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tevin Jenkins.
So that's one of my favorite episodes.
If you actually go to Google and look at him in his uniform, dude looks legit.
I'm looking. Now, this picture right here is this Sports Illustrated one is badass.
Yeah.
This one on Pro Football Network isn't.
The headshot's doing him any not doing him any justice.
Yeah.
But my man's tatted up. He's massive.
What's his height and weight?
This one right here on
I don't know, but the lack of
6'6", I'm not getting a weight.
He said
6'3", 10.
He's never had a cool picture.
3'10"? He's never had a cool picture outside of a football uniform.
His recent one is a low top with a widow's peak. The one before that is a high top with a widow's peak.
But in a
no
football uniform,
edge.
He looks legit.
If he comes here, if they I'm kidnapping him and taking him to Wig. Somebody's cutting that head.
His middle name is Bradley, but it's spelled B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Super red flag.
That may have changed my mind.
There's only one Bradley that I'm, but he doesn't picture like this. There's only one Bradley I know. Bradley Jennings, a.k.a. Monster. Like, he doesn't picture this way. His pictures, any picture looks a little intimidating. This guy looks sensitive. He looks like he bakes.
Yeah, Bradley Jennings looks like he could beat your ass.
Yeah, he could. He took a couple shots, came back.
Yes.
Number 44.
Mm-hmm.
He's also
Carroll City High School. Oh, he's from Miami.
He's also your middle linebacker's dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you all let him go to Miami?
Jimbo did.
Okay.
And then the other one's going to Maryland.
Yeah. 8 o'clock?
Even the text line has put the picture up, and they're like, nah.
Okay. Y'all keep sleeping on him. 4 years from now, he's going to be a three-time Pro Bowler, and I'm going to come on here and go, I told y'all about Tevin. Tevin Bradley Jr.
Maybe in the Midwest, because that's where these guys can flourish. But, like, not in Jacksonville. Somebody's going to bully him. I'm afraid he'll be bullied.
I don't.
We'll have him. What's the dude, like, that was
ain't
in
no
Miami?
Getting up in no stands.
The dude that was in Miami that cried and, like, wrote a dissertation?
I will say this.
He looks like a guy that.
I will say this. We can't have our two first-round picks taking pictures together, and one of them looks like this, and the other one's got flowing blonde locks, and that's the identity of our football franchise.
You don't think Herbs is going to be down with that?
No,
you
I don't
think Herbs makes Sunshine cut his hair?
No, that ain't happening.
No,
Jonathan Martin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he gives me Jonathan Martin vibes.
8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010 XL 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
You gotta let it breathe. 8 o'clock, brought to you each and every night by us. It's an opportunity for you to be able to hear what we're hating on for the day or the week. And if you can text 904-641-1010, the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures, you can let us know exactly what you're hating on as well. We've been teasing this 8 o'clock for a few days now.
Have we?
I think it's been a few days.
It's two.
Okay.
2 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
News broke yesterday.
And what we're talking about is, I'm not going to say cancel culture, but this weird culture, the politically correct, this woke culture. And you know what happens when you stay up for a long time? Your eyes get heavy and you start seeing things. And you start getting delusional and you get a little sleepy. So you start really just pointing at different things that aren't there. And Hasbro decided that they wanted to switch things up, rebrand, and that Mr. Potato Head, the iconic toy, is now just
more than a toy. He became a character in Toy Story.
Toy Story was a big, very
Don Rickles,
actually a very a bigot. Not the guy that was always on your side, ride or die, but like he was always like jumping to conclusions.
Hater,
like I'll give you that, hater. Really liked Buzz too much in the first movie for my liking, but whatever.
Yeah, he turned on Woody.
Woody's your guy.
Yeah.
You know, now that I think about it, bump him. Nah, but, nah. But,
you know what? Get rid of all
but
of
But Mr. Potato Head has bothered somebody, or they're predicting that it will bother somebody in this culture so much that now it's just called Potato Head.
The quote is, Hasbro is helping kids to simply see toys as toys, which encourages them to be their authentic selves outside of the pressures of traditional gender norms.
Is it sad that the very first thing I thought of, you know what, I don't even want to say this because I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to help you all out because there's like 8 people listening, so I won't drive it up too much.
Buy one.
Yeah, the box, it says Mr. Potato.
Yes.
Sit on that thing for about 5 years and then don't open it.
James got in right under the...
Yeah, don't open it. Keep it in the box.
It's been around since 1952.
Here's
I wonder how much in sales they've done with Mr. Potato Head.
So what you just said with that, JJ, in that quote, if I heard correctly, it's to help kids cope with, like, just be
with
kids.
With the pressures of traditional gender norms.
Listen, whether you like it or not,
Hasbro, kids are going to realize that there's boys and girls.
My 2-year-old realizes that he's hanging and that his god sisters don't.
Yes.
So something's different between them.
You mean it's not Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah, at one point, let me tell you what he thought
Mr.
about.
Mr. Potato Head doesn't even have a wiener.
I've heard it was a cute joke. It was like the girl was like, hey, they were just taking the bath, innocent. Hey, what you got there? Can I see? He's like, no, because I don't know what you did with yours.
Mm.
So basically, kids are curious naturally from jump.
Of course.
But here's what they're doing, JJ, which makes absolutely no sense to that. They're still selling Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. That's just the name of the overall brand of the company. Instead of it being Mr. Potato Head, where you could buy a Mrs. Potato Head, it's called Potato Head. But you can still buy and purchase.
Well, you could always dress it up however you want.
Because the attachments, if you strip a potato head down, you don't know what it is. Yeah.
It's a potato.
You can have a cross. You know what they need to do? There are cross-sided kids in this world.
That's a good point.
Mr. Potato Head's eyes are always looking straight. You know what? There are kids with gaps.
There's fat kids.
My son has a gap because he sucks his thumb. Mr. Potato Head has good teeth. That is discriminatory to my kid who is going to run me a lick on some damn braces. Mr. Potato Head's ears are pink, if I believe.
Yes.
My ears are brown. Why can't Mr. Potato Head have some brown ears? I have to get an extra big cap for Dome. I can't wear that little small cap that doesn't even cover my head. Why Mr. Potato Head can't have a big head?
The most bigoted part about Potato Head is he has no legs. All kids have legs.
Well, not
but
all.
The biggest
not
thing
all.
Is outside sure. of the people, some of y'all's aunts have mustaches.
Oh, yeah.
What makes Mr. Potato Head, like if you really just had to feel like I'm against social norms, what makes Mr. Potato Head, there ain't no attachment.
It's almost there ain't no, by
there
Hasbro.
Ain't no it's only one thing that makes a man a potato head, a Mr. Potato Head.
And you don't sell that
And we
attachment.
Don't sell that attachment.
It's a good thing Mr. Potato Head wasn't more pale. That had to change the color of him, too.
Yeah, he can't have a
Because he is kind of like, he's Simpson colored.
He's Simpson
now.
Colored. He's kind of neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But what about my guys like Corn?
Corn.
Whose dark his outside is right now. He had to grow up with a Mr. Potato Head that did not embody what he looked like. Do you know the years of torment that my guy went through? Because Mr. Potato Head didn't identify with him. I am so sick of you people. Everything ain't about you. You know what you don't have to do? You don't have to buy it. Is it like, what did they do a study that said that people weren't buying Potato Heads because Potato Head did not, like, identify with everybody? Because my dumb behind sure did, and my kid loves it.
You recently bought one?
Kai has a Mr. Potato Head in a bag. It's got attachments. It's got, like, he got different shoes. He's got different hats, different noses. Like, I don't even like it.
I have good news. So the American Girl doll, which is very popular, been around for decades. My sister had them.
They're not changing that, are they?
Already have. First ever boy doll.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Logan Everett is his name.
That's fine.
What a name.
That's fine.
Logan Everett.
It should have been Logan Jenkins. It could have been like Crystal.
He's a white boy, so I'm sort
of offended
by that.
Mr. Potato Head is almost 70 years old.
And now he's got gender identity.
After all these years.
All these years.
He didn't even realize.
Oh. Wow.
Just
it's like funny at this point. It is.
What, no, you're
but
right.
But I feel sorry for these kids growing up with this.
I wonder
crap.
If consonants are like how black people are sometimes. Like, we sit back and some of the things that like Coke.
Yeah, some things that white people do like, to be like helping quote unquote black people is
then
outrageously
what,
racist.
Then what happens is all these white people get upset at black people.
When it's
we didn't
white
ask
liberals.
For that. We didn't even ask for that. I didn't ask for you to be less white. I'm not it's
yeah,
not
tell
listen,
everybody what Coke did.
It's not gonna stop me from drinking Coke. So you can get that out of your head.
Coke had like
Coke is delicious.
An inner office I don't know what you would call it, like meeting online or whatever. And they had all these slides that were leaked that were about whiteness and being less white. And they wanted their employees to be less white. And white equals being
racist.
Yeah, just in general.
Like
it was super racist.
And I promise you, at the
it was hilarious.
At the conference, we did not sit around and say, you know, like people
at the barbecue.
Like we just want to live. Like the kid in Orange Park, like we don't like
my people don't want no trouble.
All I want to do,
said, like the kid in Orange Park.
All I want to do is literally earn a living, be able to get home on time, take care of my family, and not get bothered. That's it. That's all anybody really wants to do. It's really not that hard. I don't need you to be less of who you are if you can be a normal human being or individual.
Thank you for saying that.
And
because I was trying my hardest to be less white recently.
And you know, I actually am, I like other cultures.
I listened to rap on the way here.
I'm intrigued. I didn't grow up as a white person. I don't know if anybody's recognized this.
I threw out all my country albums.
What white people do intrigues me. That's why I watch Hallmark. I don't watch Hallmark. Hallmark is like the History Channel for some white people. I understand that a lot of people don't live like that. But it intrigues me that people are that happy and their teeth are that perfect and white. I want to know what they eat. I want to know all these different things. Same thing. I love Chinese food. I'm not going to ask the Chinese food restaurant that employs nothing but Chinese people to be less Chinese because it's going to take away the flavor of the food. I need Coke. If Coke, here's what I want you to do. If you really want to do something to help all communities and spike your sales, go back to the real original recipe that I read about or whatever's in the Mexican Coke. That's what's racist. Did you know
if you go
Mexican Coke is different than the Coke we drink
not
here?
Not just Mexico. If you go to Atlanta, the Coke factory, at the end of the tour, you try all the Cokes from all around the world. And let me tell you, the rest of the world sucks. It tastes like crap.
Well, Mexican
I've never been there, but Angie said the same thing.
Oh, Mexican
There's
Coke is good?
There's one that you actually drink and it clears your palate. Because everything, all the good, delicious Coke flavors, like you got to go to like the German one or something like that.
See, I'm not a Coke guy.
It's terrible.
I can't drink Coke.
They have this stuff
what?
In South Africa
yeah,
called Grapetizer and Appletizer that you can only get over there. They don't sell here. And it's basically sparkling grape juice and sparkling apple juice. It's delicious. Anyway, so this stuff, like these kids don't care about these dolls.
Yeah, Appetizer, South Africa, soft drink.
They don't care about if Mr. Potato Head is Mr. or Mrs. They don't care. We don't care if you're less white as long as the Coke is good.
Who are they pleasing with this
stuff? I don't know.
Like,
it's not me.
858's right, though. Bring us back Coke in a glass bottle.
And that Mexican Coke is in a glass bottle.
Yeah.
So are you a Pepsi guy or are you just not a
No, I'm not Coke
soft
or Pepsi.
Like, okay.
No,
I'm fine with that.
Like, I love
the people
Dr.
who
Pepper.
Say they're Pepsi like, before Coke, they're
who?
Liars.
Who
said
they're
where
liars.
Are they from?
Have you ever gone to a restaurant and they say, can I have a Pepsi? No, we just have, is Coke okay? Like they always say, can I have a Coke? And
they apologize to you.
They say, man, I'm so,
for having Pepsi.
I'm so sorry. Please don't leave.
My wife and
we
I went out.
If this is going to be what I'll
well,
go
no,
get you a Coke.
Listen, here's
I'll
what happened tonight.
Across the street right
Angie, we went to a restaurant before we came here, and Angie says, I'm going to have a Diet Coke. They said, we have Diet Pepsi. She goes, I'll have tea.
Yeah.
That's
real.
Awesome.
That's real.
That's awesome. That's brand loyalty.
Yes.
But like, because like, people
that's
like.
A Southern Bell.
How I found out about it, I have a friend who, God bless her. She is, I'm going to say her name. Laura Wilson. It's amazing. Amazing woman. I've trained her son. Her son went to Grambling. Might be one of the blackest white kids I've ever met in my life.
Oh, okay.
Awesome okay. kid. Laurel is extremely white. And what happens is, but she doesn't want to feel guilty. And I always tell her she shouldn't. Have your opinion and stick to it. She's like, I'm boycotting Coke. And I'm like, why are you boycotting Coke, Laura? What's wrong? What happened? These liberals did blah, 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 and showed it. And I'm like, I'm not boycotting Coke.
Ever.
I don't care what.
Ever.
Happens. You're not getting me to. It's anything. I don't.
Mr. Coke himself could slap me in the face.
You know, I would really go out on a limb on radio. I'll tell you off air what would have to happen for me to actually boycott something that I really enjoy. Like that I like. Starbucks is when Black Lives Matter, when they said they didn't let them people wear Black Lives Matter and black people were upset at Starbucks, I was going right in Starbucks.
You're like,
when white people were mad because they were saying something about the military or they did something, you know where I was at? right at Starbucks right. for $5. They're nice to me for 2 minutes at the beginning of my day. And I don't know how many people are going to be nice to me. So, like, I know I can guarantee they're consistent. When my favorite Starbucks shut down for COVID for a couple days, I was distraught because I had to go to another one, and they didn't know how I wanted my order. But I still stuck with Starbucks because I knew
that. No, sir, we cannot give you 8 32-ounce waters.
Right. Same thing with Publix. Like, Publix has got to do a lot, man. Those people, if I say, sir, where are the vanilla, the blonde Oreos? Oh, okay. Well, here, let's. He could be in the middle of doing something.
Whoa, Oreo also.
They have blonde Oreos.
Are eating those?
Well, I'm just making an exception. Something that's. I like regular Oreos.
Of course.
Like, I'm listening.
I can't. You know what?
Listen, I stay. I like my black Oreos. I'm just. Sometimes you got to switch it up.
What's
you gotta
next?
Be like,
are you gonna eat the?
You be like.
Like, are you? Are you gonna eat the what is it? The reduced Oreos?
Oh, no.
What is that?
Like, they have the double Oreo, double stuff, and then they have the thin Oreo.
The double stuff Oreo.
Like, why would anybody have the thin
Oreo? Okay, first off, who are the people who are still buying regular Oreos?
When there's double? Yeah, I don't know.
Are they the same price?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Who eats one Oreo?
Yeah, well,
you got to put them together.
They are the
if
same price,
two.
But you get less Oreos because they're in the bag because it takes up more room because it's
that's
double
stuff.
That's
a good stuff.
Point. I just need that's double stuff. Now, triple stuff is disgusting. That's
Does that
too
exist?
Much. It's too much. They've tried it.
Diabetes in a bag.
They've tried it. But double stuff is just enough. My point is that they could be in the middle of auditing Publix or doing Publix's taxes. But if you sit there and you ask that person, they're like, well, okay, sir, let me put this down. Let me go walk you over to your thing. And I'm like, nah, it's not necessary.
Just tell
you told me
the aisle.
No. I have to make sure you make your mission.
You don't know my boss is watching.
He's like, no, you don't understand this terrain. I need to make sure you navigate this right. I'm like, so that's why I can't get. It doesn't matter what Publix person does with their money.
By the way, I Googled the CEO of Coke, and it all makes sense now. James Quincy, born London, England.
Is he the one that wrote the thing? That yeah.
Probably.
Yesterday?
Probably. Man. Probably works for the Guardian.
Did you see what I posted? What I really
yes.
wanted to say.
Yes, hilarious.
We have several people in the text line that say Pepsi's better than Coke.
You
they're lying.
Anarchists, and you're just being contrarian.
You're Yankees, and I want you to go back where you're from.
I'll drink.
You ain't welcome here.
I'll drink Slice. Like, this is a northern soda before I drink any Pepsi product.
What are Lady Gaga Oreos?
I don't know. But somebody
it's
said
Pepsi
that the difference.
Or Winn-Dixie brand check.
Somebody said the difference in.
Oh, she does have her own Oreo.
In Mexico and American Coke is
Coke.
Mexico uses cocaine. Real sugar.
Oh, we don't.
We use high fructose corn syrup. Mm.
So yeah. Lady Gaga has pink and green Oreos.
Oh wow! So AKA
Wait,
Oreos.
Who's eating those?
It's her just, fans, AKA the food. Little monsters.
It's just food color. They ain't really. Ain't nothing flavorful.
Yeah. We can't talk about Lady Gaga right now. She's going through a tough time.
Is she?
Wasn't it her that got her dog?
Oh, my God. Dude, yeah. How would you like to be a guy who's just a dog walker? Mm-hmm. You're not even realizing the dogs you're walking are must be worth, I don't even know. All of a sudden, a guy walks up on you, blasts you.
I know.
Steals the dogs.
I know.
Whatever he's getting paid is not worth it.
I would say this.
Definitely not now.
Well, he's fine.
I love Amy.
Well, fine's an under. Fine's
not
a loose term.
Amy walks Charlie. Charlie's excited, but I promise you, if you want to see James Wick, don't you mess with my beagle, man. You think it's a game if you want to. You better sleep with one eye open.
James Wick.
Like, have a whole Mad Dad segment over my beagle.
449 says RC Cola slaps.
Where do you find an RC Cola?
1992.
Why do you? I agree with a lot of these people as well. Dr. Pepper over Coke and Pepsi.
Oh, but see, Dr. Yes. Pepper is a what?
Is Dr. Pepper Pepsi?
It's actually different regionally. It's Pepsi Whoa. Here, but it's bottled by Coke, like in Georgia.
Oh, okay. Come on now.
It's its own thing.
You know, Dr. Pepper, if you go and you Google it, this is history, was originally made as an elixir for ED.
Really?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I love it. It's supposed to help give you that oomph.
Oh.
It's wow. like a superfood, if you will.
Mm. No, I did not realize that.
But it's a doctor. So if Dr. Pepper is,
no, true that.
Is not really Pepsi, so I don't really mess with Pepsi. But whatever, man. But that's basically the hey, because we still got to talk about
What are we gonna talk about?
I mean, UFOs.
And I got some MFTK moments.
Man.
Solid MFTK moments.
UFOs and MFTK coming up next.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Real quick, I forgot that the hate o'clock from Rob_Phillips26 was a legit one. News for Jax yesterday was going around encouraging people to go to vaccinefinder.org because that would tell you exactly where to go to find out where you can get the vaccine.
Okay.
Helping the community. And they're saying it's up to date and you can there are actual places that you can go on that website right now. It's up to date and they're looking at it. Except for the fact that Rob went there and put in like a 100-mile radius. And there's absolutely nowhere for you to go.
Out of luck.
All of this, everything out of stock. As they're reporting that this is where you need to go to be able to find that stuff. So I'm not going to go into too much detail, but Rob just shouted out and showed something on Twitter, and I remembered that should have been hate.
That wasn't Dan Hickens' station.
They would never. They're not gang gang.
For a Friday night, man, the text line is popping tonight.
They like
y'all been, yeah, y'all have been going since we started the show. I can't get to all of them. Somebody did say Jolt Cola, though.
That sounds like meth.
Yeah, it sounds illegal.
By the way, text line, my birthday is on Thursday. We're expecting some food brought in for us next week. Just saying.
That'd be nice.
That would be
preferably
nice.
Pizza or cheeseburger.
Usually people bring food in for you when you're not here.
Yeah, it's I'm over
will you
two
be
with
here?
That. Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay.
On your birthday, really?
Yeah. No, I meant like, I figured he was working.
What am
he's
I, a chick?
He's a real, real man.
Remember that time? I don't want to disrespect him because he's one of my favorite people here, but I have to. Emmanuel took off one day, not for his birthday, for his chick's birthday, in the middle of the morning. What a great excuse.
Hack's a takeoff for his birthday type
Hack
guy.
Is a...
I go to Disney World.
Definitely take off for his chick's birthday guy.
I would take off for Angie's before I would take off for mine.
I would just take off.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes it just
don't leave it past James Rod just to go. I'm not coming.
I'll work on my birthday. I'd rather work on my birthday than a normal day.
What's the DR situation about COVID?
Yeah, how's flip flop?
Can we just go
flop
there?
Straight. They were mad at me because they thought I was going to come last month. You can just go there.
Oh, nice.
My guy's been there twice.
Because I do need a vacation.
Twice this year.
That's funny.
He's going back on like the 18th through the 28th.
Wait, twice since 2021?
It's been in January and February. He's like, hey, man, you coming? But flip-flop is good. Like, what the problem was is a couple weeks ago, they did do like a shutdown. Everything shut down at 8. Like, you better be where you need to be at by 8.
I'm not into that.
And don't arrive, don't pop back up till 5. But I think they've changed that now.
Because I would like to travel, but it's like, this is actually the place to be.
Yeah, exactly. Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what we, oh, yeah, UFOs.
Yeah, UFOs. Yeah.
Where we all stand on UFOs?
Definitely exist. Aliens are real. We're not the only
ones. See, there's a difference between UFOs and just saying I believe in aliens. Obviously, I believe in unidentified flying objects because there's so many freaking videos of them. But they could be like, I'm more a believer of like Chinese drones or like.
Or our military.
Or exactly.
Yeah, I'm not afraid
that they're
of
not
any
telling
other
everybody.
Our military.
I am not necessarily the guy that thinks aliens are like just sitting back watching us having a laugh.
Where we're getting this from is, was it American Airlines?
Which is terrifying because I just flew.
Do we have that sound?
Like, that's my
hold
set.
On.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's sound? Wait, which flight was it?
Yes, there's sound.
Wasn't Kansas City to Charlotte, was it?
Are you an alien?
No wonder I didn't get first class on the way back.
Yeah, American Airlines, I forget where the flight was going into.
New Mexico.
Oh, well,
yeah, that's where they
hang out. That's like number one place.
That's where they hang out.
Place. Yeah. Yeah.
And the pilot called into the tower and was like, what the heck just flew above us? And he said it looked like a cruise missile. And I guess the tower did not see it. So that's what they're claiming was the UFO.
So it was just a quick thing. It could have been that little squiggly thing in the eye. You know, you don't get the little squiggly things in your eye.
Oh, you mean really?
Like, the problem with some of these stories are like
he just needed some sugar.
He's dehydrated. The problem with some of these stories is like it's hard to substantiate that. Like, I like the
was
ones.
Was there a co-pilot that saw it also?
Do you want to hear the guy?
Yeah, let's listen.
We just had something go right over the top of us that. I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object.
That was the pilot of American Airlines Flight 2292.
Okay.
It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast.
The close encounter happened in Arizona.
Here, we just had something go right over the top of us.
The radio call was noticed by an airline radio enthusiast who says the call caught his attention because the pilot sounded very...
So there, wait a minute. Wait a second. There's people
that's
that sit
story.
At home all day.
Yeah, that's the story.
And listen to this.
He's like, oh, we got action. Brenda, we got action.
See, I've heard about people that will put on the police scanner on their phone.
I can get that because there's always action on
that. Exactly. Yeah. But this is a lot weirder.
This dude was... American Airlines validated the call but asked for questions to go to the FBI.
Oh.
I don't want
to. This dude was sitting at home playing with his potato head, listening to his scanner, and hit the lottery.
the tower's like, man, I get paid minimum wage. I'm not trying to deal with this.
No, they don't.
I know
they
get paid way more.
They get paid a lot of money.
But he doesn't get paid enough to deal with aliens. He's like, call the FBI. They could do something about
it. I hate to say it, but it looks like a long cylindrical object.
He's too
calm. It's like, why do you hate to say it? Why?
Too calm.
Well,
just imagine.
Because if
yourself,
it was a cruise missile,
he would have been
it could turn
dead,
around.
Yeah.
Listen, whether it's a cruise missile, whether it's this long cylindrical object that we don't know what it is, bottom line is it ain't supposed to be in my space.
Truth.
That's why
I'm saying,
host!
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see that?
He's chilling.
Jim!
Wake up!
There's a long cylindrical object that just came by us.
Instead, he's...
What the...
I hate to say this, look like a long cylindrical object.
Like, way too chill.
I think this is fake now after
I'm listening
to
you know how you hold a door to the steering wheel? Everybody's on the plane, chilling, vibing, no turbulence, clear skies. I'm pulling up, and the whole plane is jumping. They're like, this is your captain speaking. I'm sorry. We just saw a large cylindrical object just went right by my face, and I didn't know what that was. We'll be at our destination in New Mexico in about 15
or
minutes.
Or Saturn, wherever they decide to take us to.
You know what? I'm actually with Cody. My 8 o'clock right now is Josh Dobbs because he's supposed to be here.
Because he can explain large cylindrical objects.
He can explain all of this to us, and instead he's at Disney.
But my problem is this. Why don't aliens go to 45th and Moncrief?
They're always in New Mexico.
When have you ever, as much as...
I've never seen an alien anywhere.
As much as black people talking to barbershop, that would have come up. That would be a story in Jacksonville lore. We had somebody try to tell us that the curse of the Jaguars is because Rasheem Mathis' mom didn't return a rental car or something like that.
Yeah.
You don't think we would have heard an alien story by now? I know they never came to Rockbrook and Tallahassee. Never seen them in Trenton, New Jersey. And they only go in the Midwest or to trailer parks. Is this something against the city?
That's why I don't believe in...
Southwest,
a lot
Southwest.
Of that stuff because
huh? Southwest,
especially
okay, yeah,
Southwest. Nowadays with smartphones, everybody's got a camera in their hand. You would have thought Bigfoot would have been seen by now, Loch Ness, and especially aliens or ghosts. I used to believe in ghosts, sort of. It was like, I don't even want to explain it, but idiots in my family, grandfather, rest in peace. I believed in ghosts, so like it was kind of passed down to me, like, yeah, ghosts are real, but now. With all the smartphones, there's no way I believe
in
ghosts.
That's the little speck in the picture is the ghost.
Well,
so I can't see him. Yeah. Oh, I got it.
No, the only reason I believe in energy is because of kids. I don't know who my kid is talking to. He's talking to somebody. He's having a full both of them. Now, at some point, they lose
it. Mr. Potato Head.
It might be Mr. Potato Head's having a. I don't know what
so
either are saying.
So it's not an invisible friend. It's
like I'm asleep.
Not
I got
his imagination.
I have the I have the got the monitor, and it's times when he's standing up and he's just
that's creepy.
That like sound like half minion, half Tasmanian devil.
So creepy.
And
he's like, go to sleep, Casper.
Yeah, I just, and then, you know, Trey says something, and I started to, but my nosy-ass neighbors won't allow me to do that. I don't know if you've ever seen Major Payne when the kid said that there was something in there. I started to do that.
Shoot like, the closet?
Yeah, if he's still in there, he ain't comfortable.
Yeah, your HOA seems to be.
They'd be frowned upon.
Yeah.
They hit me up the other day, and I had to show them proof, and I told them, I'm bringing my lawyer, and we coming down, and we cussing everybody out. Like, they told me my trash cans was in front of the house, and my trash cans were clearly on the side of my house.
I had the same thing.
I want to know who's snitching.
I do, too. Somebody against us. I got our addresses.
So, again.
Because my trash cans are not and have not been at the front of my house.
Like, I'm like, I know where they put, and what sucks is because Thursdays is when my sprinklers go off, and the little side of my house doesn't deal with water very well. So I'm taking, like, my shoes are getting saturated when I got to pull them back. So I'm mad. Uh-huh. So I know for a fact them things is over there. And I'm like, and the letters are never nice. They're always threatening and like, I don't want to fight you. I just need you to just tell me. Just whisper. Say, hey, okay, man, put your stuff up if there's a problem.
I was going to say that listening to that with headphones on and better sound quality had me thinking it was fake until we just got this text from 334.
Uh-oh.
As an air traffic controller, it is not that uncommon for pilots to report unknown flying objects. As for his calmness, any seasoned pilot will be thoroughly trained and would rarely sound animated on the radio.
Dude, there are people who are trained for combat. And the minute the sparks and the bullets fly, panic. If I have never seen an alien or I saw
saying it's not uncommon, though.
But what I'm saying is he thought it was a cruise missile. That's dangerous.
I mean, I'm just that's going with death. The air traffic controller instead of the guy wearing the MTK hat.
I believe him. I'm just saying, like, I've only seen cruise missiles like on Call of Duty and in movies and things like that. Death and destruction follow them.
I got to call this guy, I got to call BS, because this was released last spring,
uh-huh,
and it was a guy in the military, U.S. Navy pilots, and they see this object in the air, and they're freaking out. I'll play it.
They shot an alien?
No, they're just looking at it, like spinning around.
They're not freaking out, they're laughing at it.
That's psycho.
That's disturbing.
That's more disturbing than the compass. Those people don't need normal jobs. They need to keep doing exactly what they're doing right now, serving and defending our freedoms. I don't want them anywhere on these streets.
Look at that alien.
Woo, we got him. Billy, we got him. Did you see that? Woo, did you see me zoom in? I locked on the target.
Take that, Marvin.
Darn Marshall thought he was going to get away from us.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
We had somebody. Okay, 962, then we got to take our final break. The first in the series text says, y'all talk to your boy Lenny and see what he can do. JSO doesn't allow you to listen to their broadcast through phone scanner. Mm. We're not going to talk to Lenny about that. Then his next test was ghost or real, watch paranormal caught on camera, real footage. And then he sends us ABC News footage of it. So I don't know anything about you, 962.
I don't believe that lamestream media. Are you serious?
I don't know anything about you, 962, but here's what you've told me. You want to listen to JSO scanners, and you watch Paranormal Activity of Ghosts.
Permission and trust in the right.
Is this a safe space?
I say that you're a terrible reporter.
Freedom,
that's
freedom,
what I say.
Freedom yes. to speak freely.
Please.
If ghosts were real,
mm-hmm,
we have done some of the most insane things to Indians and black people.
Oh, yeah.
In
they
the
should
South.
Be all over the place.
This place would be inhospitable for certain people who died very tragically. I'm just saying, I'm not wishing it on anybody.
Fair point.
I'm just saying that as bad as some of this stuff has happened,
if you don't want to put,
you would be terrorized. Some people would be terrorized.
If you don't want to make it like that, you can even say people have been murdered brutally, like just people.
Oh, Jacksonville.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Geez, even from the last 10 years.
Well, yeah, okay, those facts too. But what I'm saying is, you don't think, like, the only
the
thing that makes me
tears?
Kind of believe it
oh
is that
God.
Hurricanes, the track that hurricanes take is very similar to the track, like from the tip of Africa to coming over uh-huh. here.
I like that.
It's a pretty interesting track.
I like that.
But I'm sure hurricanes
That's a good conspiracy.
Happen. I'm sure hurricanes happen before that happened. But if you really believe that you're snatching people who was chilling, barbecuing, relaxing in the sun, and you took them and you brought them here, they had to see all these horrors. By the time they die, I promise you this, I'm going to haunt the hell out of your ass. For the rest of my
But if you're a ghost, does that mean I can't be in heaven? So I'm just here? Or
be honest with you, I don't even
That's
know.
Above my pay grade.
I don't even know anymore. Yeah. I believe in aliens. The only reason I believe in aliens is because Ancient Aliens has kind of helped me out a little
bit. I don't know what I believe about any. I don't really.
They ran the Nazi Party, according to History Channel.
If you study Egyptology enough, you'll start being like, you know what? I know they did it, but maybe they were aliens. I'm not sure.
What if Dobbs is an alien?
Dobbs might. Whoa. See, you know, I'm not gonna do it because Dobbs is a. I like Dobbs.
Yeah, that's not.
I like Dobbs. I almost went. Went somewhere.
We got to take our final break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Sports Den brought to you by TheHumidor.com. Make sure you go check out The Humidor this weekend. Smoke your cigars. Go to ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. If you go up to the top shelf, you can't reach. They'll put you on your shoulders if you go to the Town Center location.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
gladly.
The MFTK philosophy is very strong. So we didn't talk about there's a father. I want to save that one for Monday. But I'm going to tell you this. If you adopt the religion of MFTK.
Oh, geez. Now it's a religion?
You got to go all in.
Can we just call it a movement?
Okay, the movement. Okay. If you adopt the movement, you got to go all in. You can't half-ass it. There was a lady whose child was being bullied and got beat up. And she decided to be that parent to say, you know what? I'm not going to let some kid mess with my kid. These kids is my kids. Them kids I don't care about. But them kids put paws on her, too. If you're going to adopt the MFTK philosophy, treat your hands like an Android or an iPhone. Make sure you go get the update on your hands. Make sure your hands are qualified.
Those kids that hit the woman, they're useless. Like,
oh, they're terrible kids.
Yeah.
But the one thing I'd be damned if it's going to happen to me is I'm going to get my ass whooped by a kid defending my kid. It's hard to come back and say, tell my kid what to do.
It's hard to discipline your kid. Yeah, but they've
seen what somebody their age can do to you.
You ain't got nothing to worry about, and then you go get your butt kicked.
Right. Facts.
To be fair, I knew my mom wasn't kicking anybody's ass, but I still let her beat my ass.
Nah, my mom's ability, and my father too, their ability to go to violence is what makes them terrifying.
Yes.
Like, it's very quick. It's not.
The threat of violence.
It's like
0 to 100.
Yeah, it's like one moment they're telling you something, the next moment you're done.
All right, we got to get out of here. You guys have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday at 8 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening.